is again, and you know what? That means there's going to be some caroling happening, not only at the Water Fire on December 18th, which Megan and I are going to talk a little bit about in the future, but there's other caroling happening around the city, too, on December 20th. And I've got my great friend, Mike Ritz. You might know him from Leadership Rhode Island or the West Broadway neighborhood or from ESGR because he's a man about town and he's a man everywhere. But he's kind of heading up this sing-along, which has been quoted by the Providence Monthly as not your grandmother's sing-along. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am, yeah.
How are you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing very well. How about you?
I'm doing well. I'm just trying to get my voice ready for that Christmas sing-along that you've got going on the 20th, I'm not sure. Maybe I'll just hum along with everybody else. So tell me about this great event. I've been hearing wonderful things about it.
So it's in its eighth year. If you think back when we started this thing, the economy was really took a downturn. A lot of people were getting laid off. It was a depressing sort of time. And my girlfriend Elaine and I thought that it would be nice to find some way to bring some happiness to people and to do something that doesn't require money and doesn't require really resources, just people with a lot of goodwill. And so we started caroling, which is something I had never done in my life. And we put the word out 8 years ago and told people to show up, and a few people did. I think we had about 50 people.
You had
50?
50?
50. And we went door to door, and it was pretty amazing. It's something that in the West Side neighborhood, we are a very diverse community, and everybody, no matter what culture they come from, no matter what their background is, they tend to register with this idea of people singing door to door and bringing cheer and that sort of thing. So over the years, it just keeps growing. And last year, we had over 300 carolers, which is pretty amazing when you see a person open their door
to 300 people.
300 people singing to them.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine.
So I always tell people, I'm not a good singer. I didn't do this because I have the voice for it by any stretch. And there's strength in numbers. When 300 people are singing, nobody can really tell you're off key.
You know what? Very good point. So maybe I might show up and actually sing there. I'm just worried about, I think you need to get a defibrillator, because I think if I open my door and there are 300 people there going, ho, 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 I might just drop on you. But so this goes all through the West Side, Mike, or what's the layout?
So for this year, we have a new route. We've been using the same route for a number of years, and we decided to change it up a little bit and hit a different part of the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday, December 20th, and it's worth mentioning, for those who can't make it this year, we always, always, always do this on the Sunday before Christmas. So it doesn't matter what the date is. It's the Sunday before Christmas. We start at 5 o'clock this year at Ogie's Trailer Park,
mm-hmm.
Which is a new restaurant bar. We lubricate our voices for an hour.
Yes.
And then from 6 to 8, we go door to door. We finish the caroling at Pizza J, which is a brand new restaurant on the West Side. They're connected to Julian's, for those people who know the Julian's restaurant.
Of course.
And we have a tradition. We always sing So This Is Christmas by John Lennon. We always sing that as our final song at the end, which is pretty good. Some people cry. I mean, it's an emotional thing. People really like this event.
Well, and you've got, 300 people. I can only imagine, if you're growing exponentially, what you're going to see this year. And I've got a wonderful high soprano sitting next to me. I think I'm going to send her your way, possibly, on that date.
Yeah, I got to give credit to, it just happened organically the first year, or maybe the second year we did it. A gentleman showed up by the name of Glenn Zinowitz, and he is a theater drama teacher, musicals and things like that, and he has a great voice, and he just has taken it upon himself to be our conductor every year. So he leads everybody in song. He has an amazing voice and a big booming voice.
Very cool.
And it's just, it's pretty fantastic, and it's something that everybody can do. Kids come out. The reason why the Providence Monthly says not your grandmother's sing-along is because it can get a little rowdy. People do a little drinking. I've seen a flask or two, and they have a good time. But it's family friendly. It's everybody has fun.
Yeah, it sounds like a great event. And because we talk so much about what's happening in downtown Providence, because you know that 2 days before that, I could use all the carolers, hint, 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 that you can get coming down for our sing-along, which is going to be happening at our very special Christmas water fire. And so if you know anybody that wants to warm up their voice before they go on stroll with you on Sunday, send them my way.
We'll have to spread the word for you, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Now, if somebody wants to become part of this stroll, Mike, what's the best way for them to reach out or to find out more information about it?
Well, they can look us up on Facebook if they just look up Westside Caroling 2015. But they could also just show up at Ogie's at between 5 and 6 p.m. Don't be late because we'll leave promptly at 6 on Sunday, December 20th. I also think it's worth mentioning that we try to do this. You know, it is Christmas, and certainly religion attaches itself to Christmas, but we've tried to make this sort of, we always say, everyone is welcome regardless of any religious or non-religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do a little bit of everything. We even throw in some carols in other languages. We throw in Hanukkah, and we throw in, we do O Tannenbaum, all different kinds of things. There's even some H.P. Lovecraft carols, which is a little crazy.
H.P. Lovecraft carols?
Yeah.
All right, I really need to. All right, I want to find one of those and put it on our Facebook page because I cannot imagine what that would sound like. Like the Kraken is upon us? what do you do to H.P. Lovecraft?
It's the spirit of the thing that we've got community coming together and bringing joy to other people. And that builds more community and more goodwill for everyone toward one another.
Well, and you've done a great job in that West Broadway neighborhood. We have a family bar there called the E&O Tap, plug, plug, which I'm sure you know about. But you guys really, it's a wonderful area, and it's nice to know that you've got those great activities going. So thank you so much for coming on and joining us and letting our audiences know about it. We're going to be posting it on Facebook. We'll do that a couple of times, Mike, throughout the rest of the next couple of weeks, so that hopefully, let's see that 300 turn into 400. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I think it's well on its way. If you even just look at the Facebook alone, we're getting hovering around that area. So, by the way, our new route does take us past E&O.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, so we'll be singing right on past the bar.
All right. We may
even stop in for a drink. Who knows?
I'll be there. I didn't say that, did I? I'll be there. Well, thank you, Mike. And, thanks for taking the time out of your day. I know you were so busy. And thanks for coordinating just such an awesome caroling session. Everybody, that's December 20th. Mike, I will talk to you very soon.
All right. We'll see you there. Bye.
So everybody, that was Mike Ritz that we were talking about caroling and everything going on. And I got to ask my producer, Brett, how much time do we have now before we go to a break? Actually, we're going to take a break now, then we're going to come back, and we got to talk about toys. Toys, toys, toys. Lots of toys for the Providence Rescue Mission.